Under the bill, people who are convicted of unemployment insurance fraud will face penalties ranging from a fine to imprisonment and a felony. Opponents say the bill victimizes people who commit unintentional fraud. Salem Republican Samantha Kirkman sponsored the plan. She says it makes the system stronger and brings unemployment fraud penalties in line with other kinds of theft.
If you're stealing from a bank and you're stealing for the unemployment system, I want it to be similar. I want it to be the same.
Kirkman also sponsored the Two Strikes and You're Out bill this session. That proposal would bar people from getting unemployment benefits for 7 years if they are convicted of defrauding the system twice. Both bills now await votes by the full Senate. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio. Under the bill, people who are convicted of unemployment insurance fraud will face penalties ranging from a fine to imprisonment and a felony. Salem Republican Samantha Kirkman sponsored the plan. She says it makes the system stronger for those who truly need it and brings unemployment fraud penalties in line with other kinds of theft. Vicki Selko is legislative director at Legal Action of Wisconsin. She says the bill could turn thousands of unemployed people into felons.
What we are very concerned about, because we see this regularly, is that workers who have made mistakes in navigating a complex system are being accused of fraud, and under this bill, they risk becoming felons.
The bill now moves to the full Senate, which is scheduled to return to Madison on March 15th. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.